been just over a week since the Banking Royal Commission's final report was handed down. And in that time, there's been some high-profile resignations from the National Australia Bank and a furious political debate about how to implement and when to implement the report's recommendations. Amidst all that, there's also a group of aggrieved bank customers who are worried that their efforts to get compensation from the banks are going to be overlooked. Commissioner Kenneth Hayne did recommend a compensation scheme of last resort and expanded powers for the new complaints resolution body, which is known as AFCA. However, the bank customers who've dubbed themselves the bank warriors aren't satisfied. They're in Canberra this week meeting with politicians exactly 1 year since the Royal Commission's first public hearing. Here's our business reporter, Justine Parker.
Getting adequate compensation has long been a fraught and complex process for bank victims. But the Morrison government says it's taking steps to fix that.
For the first time, the government is establishing a compensation scheme of last resort. We will expand the remit of the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, known as AFCA, so that they can award compensation for successful claims going back a decade.
That's Treasurer Josh Frydenberg announcing the government's response to the Banking Royal Commission's final report. But not everyone's happy.
If a bank comes after us legally, we're dead in the water, because when a bank takes everything, you don't have a war chest.
That's Michael Sanderson. He's part of a group of around 100 angry bank customers who call themselves the Bank Warriors. It formed at the Hayne Royal Commission's initial public hearing a year ago.
It's built over the year, and we've heard more horror stories, and they're very similar horror stories, but different protagonists.
Michael Sanderson broadly welcomes Kenneth Hayne's recommendations, but he says the Commission was hampered by its narrow terms of reference. And he rejects the assessment of Australian Banking Association Chief Executive Anna Bligh.
You know, you had Anna Bligh saying we've been exposed to the disinfectant of sunlight. That's not actually true. It's been a torch, and it's been a laser beam torch. You can't see anything off to the side.
Commissioner Hayne recommended the government establish what's known as a compensation scheme of last resort. It was recommended nearly 2 years ago by the Ramsay Review into Financial Disputes Resolution and Complaints Handling. It will be open to people who can't get the compensation they're owed. For example, if a bank or financial firm has gone bust. The government will also pay out previous disputes decided by former Financial Ombudsman Services. It's increasing public reporting of the steps banks take to compensate their customers. It's also extending back to 2008 the timeframe for disputes considered by the new Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA. It replaces the previous Financial Ombudsman Services and started taking complaints just 3 months ago. AFCA wouldn't speak to RM Breakfast for this story, but in a statement, it welcomed the new measures.
We believe these measures are critical to ensuring that consumers and small businesses are treated fairly. We are now working with government on the implementation of these measures as they relate to AFCA and our work. As soon as the government has released further details, we will be providing support to help people to bring claims and secure compensation where they are entitled.
AFCA says it has strongly advocated for the establishment of a Compensation Scheme of Last Resort, or CSLR.
Consumers and small businesses have a reasonable expectation that they will receive compensation when this is awarded by an external dispute resolution body. The Ramsay Review found that there was clear evidence that this expectation is not being met. A CSLR will go to address this in cases moving forward, where consumers and small businesses receive a favourable determination by AFCA but do not receive compensation they have been awarded because the financial firm has become insolvent or been liquidated.
But the bank warriors aren't happy. They were disappointed with the previous Financial Ombudsman Services and don't yet have faith in AFCA. They want a bank-funded legal aid scheme to help customers that need legal assistance, aren't happy with AFCA's rulings, or who want to go to court to get a ruling.
We need a redress mechanism that is effective, that is a last step. And the last step in all redress is our court system.
The Chief Executive of the Consumer Action Law Centre, Gerard Brody, agrees.
Well, I do think we need greater investment in legal assistance services, community legal centres, to advise people who have disputes with banks and insurance companies and the like. It can be a really complex thing if there is a dispute, and of course the power is all with the big banks. Even Commissioner Hayne in his report recognised there needs to be a quality of arms and talked about the need to fund legal assistance services better.
Jared Brodie says the Commission's recommendation requiring banks and financial firms to give AFCA all documents relating to a dispute should help.
It's important that AFCA works well and it is an accessible place for people to take the disputes and ensure there is access to justice for Australians.
And do you think as it currently stands, AFCA is such a place?
I think AFCA is an important new body. It is bringing together three previous schemes, the Financial Ombudsman Service, the Credit Investments Ombudsman and the Superannuation Complaints Tribunal. Look, they were good, but they created a level of confusion about where to take a complaint. And I also think AFCA will have greater powers to get information from financial service providers as part of resolving a dispute, those sort of powers of discovery and the like. I think that that is really important. And I think it's important that we monitor AFCA to ensure that it is providing that access to justice.
But back in Canberra, Michael Sanderson thinks more work is needed.
Everything helps. You know, if you've got a life jacket, it helps. But a lifeboat would be better.
Michael Sanderson, one of the bank warriors who made their way to Canberra today at the start of this sitting fortnight, ending that report from Justine Parker. And also in the Parliament today, likely to be Labor's push for an extension of sitting weeks. The next 2 weeks scheduled is what Labor wants. Will the crossbench help it get that? The government says no. This is all to try. And the argument from Labor is let's crack on and pass some of the banking recommendations as soon as we can.